Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Prayers for healing is reason number 22 why we're sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Now I want you to hold your place there and go to the Psalms. Hold your place in James. Go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Everybody happy tonight?
Yes.
Got to victory?
Yes.
Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Yes.
They working on your mansion tonight?
Yes.
Huh? Do you know there's construction going on in heaven?
Yes.
Preparation? The Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. So what do you know?
It's so.
They're working on your place. Wonder what they're doing. Wonder what they're working on. I know, read an account of a fellow one time that he fell off a balcony and hit his head on the sidewalk down below. And they picked him up dead. And they took him in and trying to revive him, but he was dead for X amount of time. They finally got him back. And he is a believer, and he had gone to heaven in that amount of time that he was dead and came back. And he said, among other things, that when the Lord showed him his place, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, he said he had real estate. You know, and these are my words. You know, we think about heaven. You got the mansions with the white columns in the front and they're side by side down the street. Well, who said all that? You know, that's just somebody's idea. But he said that he had, you know, as he began to look, there was grounds and terrain and bodies of water. And maybe it was him that said a mountain slope. I mean, and as he began to look, everything he liked, just exactly like what he liked. And he had it all. Had it all. You know, in the earth, I guess you got to go to the mountains to find good skiing. And you got to go to the south to find the beach. But in heaven, I guess you could have them right beside each other. Glory to God. Walk out your door and go left for skiing, go right for the beach. This is not just make-believe. And he said, as he is looking at this, he's overviewing like a valley. And all this is his. And he said, the Lord, while he's thinking, of course, the Lord knows our thoughts. He said, the Lord said to him, says, I know what each of my children like. And I custom build their abodes for them. Glory to God. I looked up that word after reading it in there because he mentioned it. And sure enough, when it says, I go to prepare a place for you, if you look up the root word, it has to do with manor. The English word manor means a landed estate. And I'm sure that they're different. It would depend on what you like. This is not too good to be true. This is God. So they're working on your place. Tonight, wonder what they're working on. Well, you don't want to miss it, whatever it is. I know that. And if you hadn't, you know, given your life to Jesus, well, you don't want to wait one more minute. You want to come on in so you don't miss that for yourself. In Psalm 103, verse 1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, plural. You know, God is big on plural. He's the Father of mercies, plural. When he blessed Abraham, he blessed him. with lands, herds, flocks, What am I talking about? Not just a flock. Flocks. That's why we talk about houses, buildings, lands. Somebody say benefits. Plural. To hear a lot of folk teach and preach, there's just mostly one benefit to being saved, being a Christian. And that is, you don't go to hell. You go to heaven when you die. And thank God, that's a biggie. Isn't it? Oh, yeah. But not just benefit, but what?
Benefits.
And you don't just have to wonder what he's talking about. Very next verse. Very next verse says what? Benefit numero uno. He forgiveth all your iniquities. Number two, big benefit. Who healeth all your diseases. Number three benefit, redeems your life from destruction. I don't care how many times the devil tries to set you up with wrecks and problems and attacks and assaults. God just keeps redeeming us. Just keeps saving us, sparing us. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's blessings. He satisfies your mouth with good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Sin will age you before your time. Have you seen it? Oh, hard living, hard partying, hard drinking, cussing and wrangling and fighting will age you prematurely. It'll take years off of your life. That's not a theory. That's a fact. And it has to do with stress. Yes. We were not designed to handle stress.
No.
Our emotions were not. Our minds were not. Our bodies were not designed to handle stress. God didn't make us that way. Someone says, what? No. Someone says, what do I do with it? You're supposed to give it all to Him. You're supposed to cast all your care over on Him. Is that right? You're to be careful, full of care for not even one thing. Why? You and I are not designed to carry care. It has a destructive, damaging, aging, destructive effect on us. And that's why you see so many people that look so hollow-eyed and so worn and so weary. It's not because they have more problems in their life than anybody else. Did you hear me? It's not because their life is harder than everybody else's. It's because they're carrying the cares instead of casting them over on Him. Did you know that faith simply does not worry? Period. The more I find out about faith, the more I see it. Faith doesn't worry about family. Come on, I got two amens and one nod. Faith doesn't worry about money. It doesn't. I said, well, I do. I said faith. Faith doesn't worry about if people like me or if they don't. Or if they're against me or for me. Or what people might say. If everybody knows I'm the one that did it. Faith doesn't worry. Say that out loud.
Faith
doesn't
worry.
Are you and I commanded to live and walk by faith?
Yes.
The just to live by faith. Walk
right.
by faith.
Right.
And you will know that you are. This is one big indicator of it. I said it's, you know, oftentimes in Romans 15, he talks about the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And here are two good gauges of how you're doing in your faith life. Joy and peace. If you're worried and scared, you're not going to have joy and peace.
Right.
Right? I said sometimes, you know, as an example, as you drive down life's road in your faith mobile, the two gauges you better keep an eye on. Your joy gauge and your peace gauge. I mean, know in your car, there's a gauge or two you better watch. One of them's that gas gauge. Huh? Because if that gas gauge, that hand gets down there around E and keeps floating around and gets below the E, you cannot just keep going. How many have found that out? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. You cannot just keep going. What will happen? Somebody tell me what happened. You keep running and that thing's on E, what's going to happen? Sputter, sputter, pop, pop. And you're going to sputter to a stop on the roadside. And it may not be a place where you need to stop. Huh? And it could be not a good time. It could be in the rain. It could be in the cold, you know. And if you run out of joy and you run out of peace and you're joyless and peaceless because you're full of worry and you're full of care and you're scared, full of fear, your faith mobile is going to sputter to a stop and leave you on the roadside of despair. Oh, but when you keep yourself full of the Word, and even though thoughts and fears and feelings come, and they can come a lot, and they can come frequently, if you just keep throwing them off, just keep throwing, no, no, I'm not taking that. No, I'm not going to sit here and think about that. No, I'm not going to be afraid of that. No, 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 I'm going to cast that over on the Lord. You can keep your peace in the midst of the worst situations. You can keep your joy in the midst of the worst situations. But there are things you must not let yourself think about. It'll come and you'll have to catch it and go, no, 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 I'm not thinking about that.
Amen.
And you have to cast it down, throw it off.
Yes.
Elsewise, it'll rob you.
That's right.
You'll sit there and get to thinking about it. Next thing you know, your joy is gone.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, your peace is gone. You're getting scared. You're getting upset. Why? Because you are thinking on the wrong thing and it was your choice to think on it. You could have cast it down and you could have thought on something else. You could have thought on something God told you about it. What in the world am I going to do about all my bills? You could have thought about, but my God shall supply all my needs. Could have been thinking about that instead. Yeah, but they gave me a bad report and I got these symptoms and it's worse now than it was. Yeah, but you could be thinking about, with long life, He will satisfy me. Could be thinking about something else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Prayers for Healing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002Q. That's R2002Q, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.